Chapter 6. "You're serious," I said. The fact I could speak was a marvel in itself because I had so many thoughts going through my brain that I could barely process them. "Yes," the goddess Rhapsody nodded resolutely. "You are the only one who can help me." She paused for a second. "No, not just me. The entire universe."
But how?"
I asked. And yes, I'll admit it, I felt a little like Ryan Reynolds as I said it.
"Zaxxas is real."
She took a deep breath, which caused her breasts to strain against her shirt.
"And he's coming here."
She snapped her fingers, and in that instant, a 3D map of the cosmos stretched out between us. On one side was a giant red dot, and on the other was Earth. It looked far, but even as I watched, I could see the red dot moving closer.
"He will be here soon, and then your planet will be doomed."
"How the fuck am I supposed to stop Zaxxas?" I asked a bit incredulously. "In Terra Forma, I'm a god, and he's nearly unbeatable there. This is just Earth, and somehow I don't think he's gonna care if we hit him in the face with a shotgun blast."
"He will not, no."
She shook her head sadly.
"This is why I have come to you now, while there is still time."
She smiled then.
"I wish for you to build an armada unlike any the universe has seen and drive Zaxxas back to the underworld. Once he is there, I will be able to subdue him."
"The ritual of Anithma?" I asked curiously. I'd remembered reading it in some flavor book I'd found in the game once. It was a ritual that was supposed to be able to stop Zaxxas from ever returning. Unfortunately, it required a lot of effort to acquire the few items the ritual called for, and even then, the recipe I'd seen in the text was incomplete. I'd actually gathered them a few times in the game, but they'd never seemed to do anything on their own, and I'd never been able to complete the recipe.
"Yes, that ritual."
The goddess graced me with another smile.
"While it is not complete, I have people searching all over for the remains of it."
The divine smile fell into a frown. "But all that will be for naught if we cannot drive him to the underworld." "And you expect me to do that how?" I stared at the map. I wanted to help, to find some way to stop the devourer of worlds from consuming Earth, but it just seemed impossible. "As I said before, I had the power of a god in Terra Forma, and even then it still required help from legions of worlds."
"So, become a god and raise your army."
Admittedly, her words rebounded in my head a lot longer than they should have. Was that even possible? To become a god?
"Are you fucking with me?" I glanced around. "Is Ashton Kutcher going to jump out and yell punked?"
"This is quite real. This is why I have brought you here, Garrett Andrews, champion of Earth."
With those words, Rhapsody turned toward the warehouse.
"Only you can save the universe, and to do it, all you have to do is step through the gate within. It will take you here."
A spot on the map between Earth and Zaxxas appeared on the map.
"You will be able to create your world. Make your armies and stop him."
She bit her lip.
"You must hurry, though. The gate will not stay open much longer."
Her frown deepened.
"And even if we succeed, I cannot guarantee you will not be killed. And even if you stay alive, you may never be able to return."
As she spoke, I could almost see the headlines. Garrett Andrews vanishes off the face of the planet. No one knows where he went. But more than that, I felt bad for my family. What would my mom think? My dad? I swallowed hard. Even still, I knew I had to do this. I couldn't just stand idle and let Zaxxas come eat us all. According to Rhapsody, our only chance to defeat him was for me to do the damn near impossible. I clenched my fist. I could do this. No. I would do this. How long do we have before the gate closes? I asked, as my gaze swept from Rhapsody to the gate and back again. Only a few minutes, she said with a sigh. The celestial bodies will not be in place for much more time, and we must be through them before they shift. Alas, the portal will either close or send us somewhere we will wish we were not. She reached out to me again. So, will you come? Yes, I nodded resolutely. My response pleased her in a way I couldn't rightly explain, because at that moment, the smile that blossomed across her face was like seeing heaven for the first time. It was watching a baby bird fly from the nest for the first time, or hearing a child's first word. Excellent, she clapped her hands together. Let us not delay, then. There's just one thing I have to do first, I said as I fished out my cell phone. It won't take long. Okay. Rhapsody gave me a look as I began scrolling through my contacts and finally hit the call button. Go ahead, I'll follow, I said as I put the phone together and listened to it ring. It's not like the fate of the entire universe is at stake or anything, she grumbled as we headed through the broken chain-link fence and began moving across the weed-strewn field. Honestly, this is the worst possible time to order a pizza. It's not that. Hello? An older woman's voice said from the other end of the phone. Hey, Mom. It's Garrett. I scratched the back of my neck nervously as we reached the doorway of the warehouse. Even from here, I could feel the power of the place in the pit of my stomach like a lead ball. My knees started to shake, and I began to sweat as every hair on my body stood end to end. It was like standing next to a tiger armed with a tactical nuke while wearing a turban made of steak. Hi, honey. Is everything okay? She asked, while no doubt looking at the clock. It was, what, 6 a.m. where she lived? Damn, I was inconsiderate. Yeah, well, sort of. I sighed into the phone. I need to go away for a while, and I wanted to wish you goodbye. It was weird, because as I spoke, my vision got a bit blurry. And even as I swiped at my eyes with the back of my hand, I couldn't seem to clear them. I'm not sure when I'll be able to call again. It's kind of a hush-hush thing. Oh? My mom said, and then was silent for a long moment. Are you doing stuff with the government? She gasped. Is the Illuminati after you? And you're going into witness protection? I always told you they wouldn't like you winning all those games. It's not really anything like that, I mumbled. And then because I couldn't think of a better answer, I just sighed. I'm going to be helping a good friend of mine with a secret project that might save the world, like really save it. I swallowed. But I have to go to her lab to do it, and, well, security clearance? I was scum. The worst, really, for not telling her the truth. But how could I tell her what was going on?
Would she possibly believe I was being recruited by a goddess to save the world from a primordial deity of destruction?
That sounds really important, dear, she said in her comforting, motherly way. It made me feel both better and more guilty.
Don't forget to eat your vegetables, especially because you sit so close to the screen, it can ruin your eyes.
I'll make sure I take my vitamins too and drink my milk, I said with a laugh as we stepped into the building and I came face to face with the first portal I'd ever seen in real life. It was just like the gate, in that it was a swirling mass of color and energy rent through space and time. Sparks crackled off its edges like a Tesla coil that popped and zapped at the surrounding walls while leaving no trace that they'd struck anything at all. The smell, like fresh-cut sod and ozone, filled my nose. As I stared at it, I must have missed what my mom said next, because the next thing I knew, she was calling my name.
Garrett, did I lose you?
She asked. Then I heard her smack her phone on the counter. Yes, I'd replaced quite a few phones for her.
Garrett?
I'm here, I said, as the portal began to flash red. And if that meant what it did in the game, I knew I had less than 30 seconds to enter. And I also have to go. I love you. Tell Pop-Pop I love him too.
I'll do that.
She made a kissing noise.
Catch that and take it with you.
Got it, I said, as I reached out and caught the blown kiss as it transcended all of space and time. Thanks, Mom. I sent one back in her direction.
Do great things, Garrett.
Then, with that, she hung up. And as the sound of silence filled the air, Rhapsody turned to look at me with a strange look on her face. It was almost confused, but also filled with respect, if that made any sense.
That was really sweet, she said, as she held her hand out to me. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I took her hand, and the power flowed through me in a way that was not unlike her kiss. Only this time, I felt her power touching me in an entirely different way. Heat traveled through her fingers and into mine, warming me from the tips of my toes to the tops of my ears. And the best way I can describe it, it is like drinking hot cocoa on a cold-as-fuck day, only times a billion.
My eyes opened in that instant, and for the span of that almost nothing of a second, I saw the world unfold in a way I never had before. The portal stood before me, beckoning me forward. Destiny awaits, Garrett. Rhapsody's voice was a whisper on the wind as we took a step forward, hand in hand.
Well, then let's make destiny our bitch, I said, and stepped into the portal. I probably should have been less confident, because as the rippling energy of the portal hit my body, it was like being hit with a stone-cold stunner. My teeth snapped together, and pain unlike anything I'd ever felt hit my body. But it wasn't because of the portal. Not really, anyway. It was because I felt energy course through me. It filled my cells to the brim with power as it traveled up my spine and spread out through my body. And at that moment, as my entire body was broken down and hurtled through all of space and time to the place where I would confront Zaxxas, I knew one thing to be true. I was more powerful than I ever had been before.